Elections officials today continued counting write-in ballots for the U.S. Senate race. The division hopes to finish more than half of the vote counts by the time they finish this evening. Dave Donaldson is in Juneau and joins us now. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Dave, at the end of the counting last night, Lisa Murkowski was leading with 89% of the votes unchallenged for her. What are the results currently?
There will be another release coming out here before 6 o'clock this evening. But as of the last report we got this afternoon, she is still 89%. We're talking tenths of a percent difference. And actually, she's a little bit higher now than she was last night. So, you know, we're talking there's no change in that. There's no change in the in those ballots that have been challenged by the Miller people, and yet they are being counted. There also is no noticeable change in those that are challenged and are actually being rejected by the Department of Elections, Division of Elections.
And Dave, you've taken some photos of the events that are unfolding there. Some are on our website that have Lisa Murkowski's name spelled correctly and clearly, but are still being challenged. What's going on there?
I could say, first of all, what it seems like, and the Miller people are not denying this, and matter of fact, they're opening up more and more to it, is that they need to have a large number of ballots that are in this challenged category. Just adding good numbers, good ballots doesn't matter because the number goes up. And as long as the number is up, then they will have more of a reason for a judge to want to look at them. You know, they lose at the court level, then I don't know what they do then, but for some reason that's important that you show that they have been challenged. Now, whether there's any legitimacy to the challenge or whether they actually think there is sort of a secondary thing right now.
Well, give us a couple examples of some of the ballots that have been challenged.
Yeah, with some of them, and you know, they're going by this theory that it has to be perfect, that the ballot must be, or the write-in, it must be spelled correctly, and it must be easily legible. And the state law has been, through court interpretations, through precedents now, is more like, did the voter try to write it correctly? Is there, in fact, this is what the voter meant, and they are just lousy spellers, or they have lousy handwriting? Is it legible? So you have one that's spelled S-K-Y. Instead of SKI, or you have somebody that starts it off with MER instead of MUR. Those things are, you know, to the Division of Elections, to the state, and they believe to the courts, that is perfectly acceptable.
Dave, I understand Miller's campaign just concluded a late press conference. What was the results of that?
They are claiming that they have had allegations presented to them of voter fraud, that they think that it was not being done correctly. However, they did not identify communities, places, people who are making these claims. It came in through radio talk show programs. And so they're trying to get people to call in to a hotline as, you know, tell us your story of voter fraud sort of thing. They are going to court tomorrow, looking for a complete list of voters in the race, and so that therefore they could see who voted, if those numbers match up, and so forth. The other thing was a statement of confidence that they made. That is that with some 30,000 absentee and questioned ballots that are out there right now, and those will be counted, the big majority of them should be counted tomorrow, still think that Joe Miller has enough chance to still take this take over the lead. When it was left the last time they counted those, he was still 11,000 votes behind.
Did they say what type of voter fraud they're alleging?
They showed one statement that had been written by a person. It was not clear to me as to where this person was from. They were just saying that the ballot box was mishandled in some way. There was only one ballot box at his precinct and so forth. Is that voter fraud? I don't know, but that's all they've presented as evidence. They said it was on a couple of talk shows. We'll see what happens.
Did they say that the Division of Elections had had any formal complaints about that sort of activity?
No, there have been no formal complaints, and they're not making the complaint. They said that they've got the allegations from radio talk shows.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.